At least 13 people have been killed in an attack on one of the last remaining hospitals in El Fasher, a Sudanese city trapped under siege for over 17 months. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. 16 others, including a doctor and a nurse, were wounded when the paramilitary rapid support forces, RSF, repeatedly shelled the Saudi hospital on Tuesday night, according to hospital sources. Sudanese medics have condemned the assault as a war crime. Images from the scene show shattered windows, shrapnel-scarred walls, and twisted metal from hospital beds strewn across the floor. The ISF has encircled El Fasher, the Sudanese army's final stronghold in Darfur, leaving hundreds of thousands of civilians facing hunger and constant bombardment. This is the second attack on the Saudi hospital this year. A January strike killed 3 children. New satellite analysis by Yale University's Humanitarian Research Lab shows the ISF has now completed a 57-kilometer earthen wall around the city, tightening its grip and sealing all major escape routes. Civilians attempting to flee report extortion, disappearances, and sexual violence at ISF checkpoints. The ongoing siege has shut down most health facilities and blocked aid deliveries. After over 500 days of unremitting siege by the ISF and incessant fighting, El Fasher is on the precipice of an even greater catastrophe, warned UN Human Rights Chief Volker Türk. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.